Well, it don't mean a thing if your heart's not right. It will no gladness bring if you're not in the light. You may sing and testify and be lost when you die. Well, it don't mean a thing if your heart's not right. No gladness bring if you're not in the light. You can sing and testify and be lost when you die. It don't mean a thing if your heart's not right. You can do what you want to. I'm not a smart man, but I'm going to tell you what. I come out of the Black Jacks of Oklahoma, called of God to preach. Hallelujah. Never read nothing but the Bible for day in and day out and month in and month out. I stayed on my knees for hours. I speak as a fool. I fasted and prayed till I couldn't hardly walk. I never read the dictionary. I never read a commentary about it. I never read a book on it. I just read the Word of God. Didn't even have an index to chase scriptures with. Ask God to show me where there's that. Opened my Bible and it fell open to the message and I preached it. You expect God to fill your mouth and you won't fast and pray and seek God, you ain't going to get your mouth filled. You don't have to have nobody to write you about what that Bible means. If you'll seek God, you can find out what it means. You can get so mixed up over post-trib, mid-trib, pre-trib, you don't know nothing about the trib. You don't expect me to get up here and tell you I know a dynamite message written by some fellow that never felt the power of God in his life, never had the Holy Ghost, and tell me it's a power packer. You're far from where I've been. I come up amongst them boys, preach the power of God to you, so knocked you out, and I'll scream like a painter, run across the church to ask forgiveness, because the Holy Ghost was on the man of God, and you couldn't stay seated, and couldn't sit back down after you got up. Great Lord, have mercy. Church, I come out from under. Holy Ghost power fall. Tongue interpretation come. Said so-and-so wasn't flipping pages of the book back there. And mother so-and-so wasn't talking so loud you couldn't hear the preacher talking to her granddaughter. You could hear a pin drop all over the building. When the Holy Ghost interpretation come, saints hit the altar. Folks are scared because God had said something. Woman over in Oklahoma said Holy Ghost power fell the other night. Tongue interpretation come, and the Holy Ghost said, it is all right for thee to wear pantsuits. What I'm eating ahead. Shh. If I can get a hold of a text, I'm going to preach here tonight. If I can get a hold of one, I've had 15 run around me since morning. For 15, 20. I had a church and hauled an old man to church. You ever haul anybody to church? Well, this old man is different. If you held the door handle up, you never could shut the door. The Lord finally blessed me with a new car. Now, you younger preacher, don't get angry. I drove old cars, rods knocked like a covey of quail every time you start the engine. Brr. I met one day, got kind of angry because he didn't have a new car and I happened to have one. Well, there's a lot of old junkers. A lot of old ones went by before I ever got a new car. But I finally got one and wore it out before I turned around nearly. Just driving 60,000 miles a year, fooling around for the Lord, you know. Time to work a little. And the old man get in, hold the door handle up. Wham! 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 You can't never shut it. That's key. That's where he opened it. Dad, my father, and I said, you have to let the door handle down. Let me shut it for you. But he couldn't ever remember that. He took down to die. Sick. Here blowed in one of them late models, I'm telling you. Jam-packed full of the gift of knowledge and wisdom. They always are able to say, yea, and thus saith the Lord, thou shalt surely be blessed if thou wilt give unto the man of God that standeth before thee. At thy going out and thy coming in, at thy down settings and thy uprisings, the sun shall bless thee, sun shall shine upon thee, and God will be with thee. I want to hear the Bible preach. I want to know what I've got to do to get to the glory world. I don't want a bunch of tomfoolery and foolishness that wouldn't preach against nothing, wouldn't run a snake out of the church. I want something to do something. My people's messed up. Our folks is on dope. They're in the jailhouse. Their homes are breaking down. We've got to have something more than that. You got to do more than that. Yea, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt be blessed. Let's get to it here and find out how. I was on one side of McFarland's bed. He wasn't that bad off yet, but he didn't. And here come this woman in from the World Church with a mosquito bar top on. The only reason anybody worries one thing is so you can see through it. Now, really, I'm just honest with you. I'm going to get down to later model preaching here in a minute, but old-timers just blew her out there, didn't they? Woo, you run a John Trevelyan in here tonight and he'd scare folks to death nearly. If he would, I know he would. God bless you. Fred, you're going to say something. You look out, you'll say something now. Be careful, you're going to say something. Your church ain't going to last. God don't love concrete. He's not in love with rafters and lights. You get in there and won't stand for God, he'll move on somewhere else. Just as well make a hay barn out of it. That's right, brother. But you know, brother, I was on one side and she's on the other. And she said, yea, thus saith the Lord, Daddy, if thou wilt go with me into California, thou shalt be healed. And I was on the other side. If I have God come upon me, I say, yea, thus saith the Lord, Brother McFarland, if you leave here, you'll die far away from your friends. And he did. In the middle of Arizona, died away from his friends because he listened to that wrong voice. I'm going to preach on an old time thought tonight I used years ago, and I was praying this evening. I got some new ones. I want to preach on shoulder trouble, but I ain't got to. I ain't got to preach. I want to preach on that dwelling carelessly, but I ain't got to. I've got to get this here. 2 Samuel 15, chapter, the first verse, and we thank you for your attention. 2 Samuel 15, 1, it came to pass. I like the definite statements of the Bible. I like that. Came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him a church and horses and 50 men to run before him. You get a fellow with a crowd like that running before you and a bunch of horses and churches. Look like you're sent from God. And Absalom rose up early. Yeah, the devil's like that. He won't sleep late. I mean, I'm not knocking you for getting rest, but I'm telling you, he don't do it. He's up out there after him. And he rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man had a controversy and came to the king for judgment, that Absalom called unto him and said, of what city art thou? He said, thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. And Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man might that hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. It came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow which I vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode in Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then will I serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. They went in their simplicity, and they knew nothing. 14th chapter, the 25th verse. But in all Israel there was none so to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And he polled his head as it was at every year's end. He polled it because the hair was heavy upon him. Therefore, he polled it. He weighed his hair and his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. There wasn't nobody as pretty as him. A simple thought I used many years ago, and the Lord touched me with again today. And the reason he did was, you were to be here. And I felt like he instructed me to talk to you about this because you never have heard this. I'm going to preach on a little thought, a simple thought. That's all I ever have. Never been a deep preacher. Never, never. In Missouri, while praying for a message, the Lord said, you go out to the silo behind the barn. I didn't know why. He told me, no, he don't tell me to go out every day and come in every day. I got sense to that, but he spoke to me. I walked out and looked over in the silo, and there lay a sparrow in the middle, dead. It was empty silo. And you know what I preached on? He beholds the sparrow. Well, tonight I'm going to preach on the devil's at the gate. Absalom was used of the devil. And whether it rained or shined, he was out there. Every morning early he got up and went looking for souls. He went looking for somebody he could deceive. Somebody he could get on his side. The devil's not always mean and ugly. And you've got it wrong if you think he'll leave the church if there's trouble. He'll be there till there ain't no church. You've got it wrong if you don't think He'll be faithful. He will be there. Amen. And I'm going to say to my preacher brother, he'll holler amen louder than anybody to something he knows that he's guilty of, and he'll amen you, you resign the church. You thinking all the time you're going to treat him? He jumped out for 40 years on every preacher tried, and you ain't going to treat him. And unless the Lord leading you to what, preach what you're doing, just well leave alone, because they ain't going to do no good. Everybody tried it. You ain't going to run the devil off. You can't do that. Only one can handle him. You can beat folks in the back and slap them in the face and do everything you want to try to get the devil out of them. They'll just spit ambu on you and go and do what you're doing. But God is the only one can handle the devil. I got tickled that woman over home. She said, "Come out, thou headache devil, or thou shalt be cast into the lake of fire." I thought, good speech, woman, but it didn't do a thing. It didn't do a thing. It didn't do a thing. He knows he's not going to the lake of fire, or God puts him in there. Some little woman threatened him, won't bother him. But he's a real devil. Somewhere right now, some fellow's knifing the best friend they ever had. He's a killing him because he's a devil. He'll plead insanity. Everybody knows he's not insane. Everybody that knows he's not crazy. There's a devil, that's what it is. He'll after a while say, "I don't know why I did it." At the gate for 40 years, he never gives up. Boy, God deals with you when you're young to pray, girl. God deals with you to come to altar and be saved. And the devil right there said, "I wouldn't go now. I would go later, but not now." And it's always later. And 40 years later, he's right there at the gate. Every time a fellow come to town, don't he like to do that? Ooh, yeah. Kissing this merriest bunch I ever heard of in my life. Did you ever hear of a Pentecostal feller marrying a homo? Can you feature men marrying men? He loved that hugging and kissing. Everybody that come to the gate, he grabbed them like a politician by the hand. He hugged them up to hear the beautifulest thing in the whole country. Every man seems to have a wish was built like him. I'm going to tell you girls a little trick. I was raised with Hokies. And I'm going to tell you, we had some of them come up off the ground with a haymaker and lay in the middle of Bitter Creek, and they didn't have no built to them. It looked worse than Gary Edenfield. It looked like just born without muscles. God love you, Gary. You're the one who said you didn't have no muscles. You're a fine boy. But I mean, they didn't have no physique to them. But you better watch them. Saltier than salt and tougher than barbed bars. Raid with them. We had, now I'm not making fun of boys that's built pretty either. But we had some boys strut around up there in Shadow Box till they give out. All they had to do was take one of them old Indian boys from down there in the mountains. He'd wipe the ground up. We said, "Didn't know nothing about boxing." You holler karate at him, he'd holler tortula hammer or something and get you with it. I mean, I'm just a saying. That devil makes a girl think, if I can get that old boy to parch his hair in the middle, I ain't make funny parting hair in the middle, but I mean, I hope I don't say the wrong thing, but parch his hair like he does and floats it back like he does and carries himself like he does. He walks like a prize fighter. He's built like a champion. If I can get him, I got him made. Look out, the devil's at the gate. He won the hearts of the men of Israel, hugged them and kissed them and mugged them till he fooled them. Kiss you, carry on. Stinking the nostrils of God. There's a bunch come to our country a while back with their shirts unbuttoned to the belly button. Do you reckon a man don't know when his shirt's unbuttoned so far down and shows a hair or two he's got on his chest? Hair unbuttoned down the belly button, a big chain hanging on, a big medallion in the middle of it, you know. And they come into town with their ear bob on one ear and light shades of makeup on. Pewy. Devil's at the gate. Hung around there for 40 years. Everybody come to town. I say, God love you. Early. You can't beat him. He's out there at the bus stop before you get there. Down at the coffee shop before your boy stops in for coffee. Or some old flip, some old flirt, some old devil. He's down there waiting on him. Tying a home up. Boy, make a living hard for his wife for years. Go down there to beauty parlor and meet some old thing down there. Say, "I got a boy I'd like for you to meet." First thing you know, seeing him on the side, devil telling her he'll make you a good. You ain't never made nobody a good one. Trying to tie yours up and get her tore up and leave that old hard-working boy that's made you a living and tried to help you. Devil's at your gate, trying to wreck everything God ever blessed you to have. Can you hear me?
drift into the church with hair flowing down your back, cut her about once a year. That's what he done. Drift up to the platform and hit a few chords on the piano. Ooh, don't that sound sweet? Woman down home said, can't you feel the power of God when Martha Carson sings? No, I said I can't. Ooh, can't you feel the power? No, I couldn't, grand heart. I couldn't feel a thing under heaven. I'm just like a pocket out of a joint, a finger out of joint. I'm just plumb out when getting some meetings while I'm in gear. I'm out of gear. How do I hate to say it? The day we're in, I can't hardly get with some of it. They've learned how to say, glory, and sway the whole bunch. Come on and stay with me. I'm going to haul off and preach the Bible to you. People are falling after everything under heaven because the devil's camped at the gate. Immoral, ungodly, and unhonest, and won't level with you. Brother Crane, we don't need a bunch of hippies that are trying to sing for us. Us show them how. Let's get our people up to sing. Ain't nobody can out-sing us if we'll sing. Ain't nobody can out-sing us if we'll sing. Ain't nobody can out-play us, Lawton Rogers, if we'll play for God. But there's that old beautiful thing standing there. They know just how to put it on. They put it over every meeting. I can't. That's the difference in us and them. God ain't here. We're flat. They're not flat no time. Devil use it. Can't you feel the power of God? I said, no, I can't. She sings in them honky-tonks. She sings in them dives. She sings in them clubs. Strike that name, son. I said, I can't feel nothing. Hit me right now. I'm going to have to hurry. Everybody got close to him. It didn't make a difference if they chewed smoke, drank, or his own dope. Hey, God, come here, honey. God love you. Yeah. You know, if you hug them all, you'll finally hug the rich man after a while. Ain't that right? You'll finally get a hold of the money man after a while, try to get his money. That's what the devil does. He hugs all of them. I mean, he's trying to get somebody. He don't make a difference who it is. He's after what they've got. And he'll finally hug the one he get what they got after a while if he can hug them. Slobber around on them. God, for you can't hardly kiss a brother no more. There's so many mean, wicked devils in the world. Men getting married to men. Until we can't even pass laws strong enough to keep them out of our schools. Let them teach our children. Let them be over our children. God, give us back a backbone. Somewhere we've lost it. They all come to him and he stole their hearts. And after 40 years, he's patient. Just give me time. I'll work them over. I'm meeting him now. He's worked over. He don't mean for you to quit testifying, for sure, saint of God. He wants you to keep that up. He don't care if you keep going to church. Just so he can slip skids under your consecration and dedication and wind you up with no experience. All you've got is a holler testimony. It ain't got nothing behind it. That's right. That's the truth. Now, I don't want to get mean this meeting, but I've been feeling mean for 2 days. Lord God, have mercy. I don't know what makes me feel like, oh, I'm war, brother, but I do. He's camped on every doorstep. He's moved in many living rooms. He's sitting right in people's cars. He's camped at the gate. He wants your children worse than you want them in church. Do you know where yours is at? He wants your children worse than you want them. You know, my boys are saved. I thank God. My girl is still saved. Thank God. They're not perfect children, but they're still saved. I'm going to tell you one thing. When it come time for them to be in bed, Daddy wasn't laying there. I said, Lord, you protect them. My wheels are rolling. Only time I ever know of David going in a ice cream place where they had a pool table next to it. The devil's at the gate. Well, ain't nothing wrong with ice cream. I just don't care about drinking it with a pool table next to it. Eating it with a pool table. There's nothing wrong with ice cream, you know, but there's nothing wrong with the grocery store, but I did hate for them to move them old naked books in there with that beer and stuff, didn't you? I hope Brother J.O.'s alive when I get back, but he run a grocery store for many years in Oklahoma and never did sell no booze or tobacco or none of that kind of stuff. And they threatened him, said, you can't live, you'll go busted. Listen, I'm preaching on the devils at the gate. Can you all hear me? I hope it don't make you mad, but I'll be surprised if it don't.
I want to know. I'm going to run a test here for a minute and be honest. If you are, raise your hand. I'll never be mad at you about it. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I'm going to ask you a question and say, how many goes to Furs or the fish places here or the hamburger joints, the McDonald's, Hardee's, or how many goes to hear the music? Not a boat. I go to eat. And bless my heart, if I don't have to tell them to turn it down sometime, and some of them, I'm going to say 80% of them to get close enough to be right. About all they got is a slap me down daddy song on. Whoopity doopity, ha ha, bam, boy, 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 bow, bow, bow. Knock the bottom of the drums out and said she wants me, she needs me, I need her. Tonight, you hear me, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not telling you something's not happening in your eating joints. Who needs that? What's called? The devil's at the gate. That's the reason that's in there. Who in the world needs that? I want these managers of these places to know they'll never lose no bid. But the devil come by someday. You've got to have a Nickelodeon. What's on it? Well now, what difference does it make what's on it? Top-notch musicians is playing it. I know it. I went in and stuck his while I was traveling the other day, and they had video games. So many of them blocked in the entrance till it blocked the half of the entrance of the door you went in at. I didn't want to be out of order, and I wasn't. But if they'd have sold a thing to me, I'd have just booted that one right on out of my way. Don't you think I'm being silly? The devil is brainwashing our children and capturing our children through his tomfoolery, and he's got his old evil seed right down in that. And by the time they fool at that and spend their little quarters they save to buy lunch with and spend every dime of it trying to see if they knock somebody out. I went up one day, a lady's looking at them. I didn't know nothing about them. I said, well, here's a lady. She's looking at stay with me. I want to preach on the devil's at the gate here in a minute. Laugh at the preacher. Say, don't know. The poor ignorant thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to lay it online with you. 41 years in the job I'm in. And if I don't do anything, these boys ought to run me out of this town. They ought to put me out of here. All I've done is worry and pray and fast. And I'll tell you that worry for a good burden. But once in a while, I've been worried. Pray and fast and worry and go to people's homes and plead with boys and girls not to do that. I know what it leads to. He'll fool you. He looks good. And he made a fair speech to you. And he hugged you. And he act like he loved you. But all he's after is your soul. And he'll get it if you fool with him. He is worse than a tiger. He's more dangerous than a rattlesnake. He'll get you in a little bit. Two! I walked up and that woman said, you know they... When they come out just like everything else that the devil's got. There's no harm in this. David Horton, I made him so mad at me in Oklahoma. I don't like to make folks mad. They're dangerous. I like lots of friends. I want to get along. If you preach God's Bible, you're going to butt heads with something. God knowed the prophet to do that, and he said, I'll make your forehead hard against theirs, and God has. And I've had a many a butt mess with them. That's what the Bible... He said, there's hard as in a damaged stone, but I'll make yours like that. And I think you're a pretty big bully. Time they try to run you off. Amen. It ain't how many votes you got against you. It's who voted against you. And if you ain't careful, you'll let two or three put you on the road. How about them hitting the road? Devil's at the church gate. Church door. Down there. Well, I won't tell you about that woman. I'm going to go to preaching on the devil at the gate here in a minute. She is playing that machine. She said, I had a pair of slacks on. I said, great God, have mercy. What is this innocent machine that ought to be in every eating joint? It ought to put me in to be in a basement of the church. Hear the devil tell it, it's the greatest invention that ever was. Go to buy your children all one for Christmas. Now don't get mad if you got three or four. Just get rid of them. Be a man about it. Just shove it. I ain't going to take nothing with nobody's good for myself. No, sir. I went in another store and there's an old boy playing one. He said, kicked it. Kicked it. You know what the matter was? Biggest part of our church world.
Just too honorably lazy. Pray the power of God down so our children can enjoy church. So our children can feel the power of God. Just too honorably lazy to get them down and teach them about God till it excites them. Makes them want to preach called grandpa preach. Want to testify called grandma testify. Want to testify called mama did. Had somebody tell me, they said, Brother Moore, you don't understand. We in a different day. Hold it, I'm still here. And I was here then. The Lord brought me out, actually condemned me of smoking grapevines and corn husks, Prince Albert and half and all the rest. Whoop! I told them about it till they got so mad at me they wanted to fight. Fellas in Oklahoma chewed and dipped and said anything in the world wrong with it. Don't hurt nobody. Oh, come on, to be honest. I can get in the car, it's been smoked 10, 30 days before we got in. I tell you, somebody's in there smoking. Nobody been in for 30 days, Brad. I can tell you, been in there smoking. They don't get quite as mad since the Surgeon General of the United States said that it caused lung cancer. And since my sister died with it because it caused lung cancer, and she saw it and scared her to death, she died over it, and her husband died over it, all because of smoking, it kind of shook folks up. Of course, the old devil's at the gate. He said, I'm going to take all the bad stuff out of it. But he knows he won't keep smoking it if he does, and so he ain't done it. I challenge you, he has not done it. And the filter has not done it. And when the filter gets where it does, you won't smoke it. Amen. But what your system's craving in there, it takes out of there, it won't crave it, and you won't want it. I don't know if this way. Now, I'm honest, this may not be the way to preach a camp meeting. I don't. But we're drifting. And we're listening to the wrong thing. In the 11th verse, with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. They went in their simplicity and knew nothing. Do you know what you're doing? Well, I just know Sister Throckmorton told me. Because I know she's always told it like it is. Always told it too. And well, why are you on that such side? I don't know. I just always liked her. I went in a church to preach, Brother Lawton, and a fellow met me in the aisle, and he said, how do you believe so-and-so? Dangerous question to ask a preacher. Close question. Close question. The Lord touched me and said, he wants to know why, how you believe it, so if perchance you do believe it like he does, he can go ahead and put it on his pastor. They've been a-fussing at him over that. And if he can think you're on his side, he'll be able to say, Brother Leon Farley, Brother Moore believes that difference than you do, believes it like I do. And the Lord showed me they'd been having a little hit. Believe that, and you can ask him how I believe it, and if he wants to tell you, he can. But the devil has always got a bunch of folks in their simplicity that knows nothing of following something they had not ever took off after. Huh? Went into the store, and there's a picture of a feller painted up with earbobs on and lipstick on, and him a man trying to stretch his neck like women do sometimes. Well, help me right now, Lord, but you've seen women pose for pictures and stretch their neck, you know. I mean, I'm not making fun, but they like to seem like, well, I don't know how to explain that, but you have seen that. And this man had his picture there, stretching neck. I looked at it. Oh, God. And here come a woman up about my age, nearly. And she said, could I help you, please? I said, no, ma'am. She said, I said, you see that right there? I said, that's horrible. I said, that's terrible. I couldn't think anything safe. It made as bad as it was. Well, she said, you know, we all got to do our own thing. She hadn't ought to said it. Glory to God, I wish she hadn't said it. Devil's at the gate. Got your little children sitting down in the back room with their ears stuck to something. You know God don't want them to listen to that old rock music, that old flirting music, that old silly music, and help and support some fella run around shining his belly button and don't live a thing under heaven. God don't want you messing with it. He don't want you messing with it. But there's 200 of them went along. What are you going for? I don't know. I just thought I'd join this church because another old boy joined it, and I joined because he joined it. That don't get you to heaven. That won't make a Christian out of you anymore than going to the garage will make a car out of you. In their simplicity. I'm for him all the way. Are you? I wish I
I just well get political since I'm an American. I wish I knew what Mondale believed. I wish I knew what the president we have now believes. I wish I really knew what he believes about prayer in school. It's a good time to make a big showing like you're for it, whether you are or not, because it's election year. It's the only year to raise Social Security. I'd raise her if I was running. If I was against it all the other times. I'm not a political man, but I'm pointing one thing out to you. The devil's at the gate in America, and we have put confidence in some people that do not have an experience with God Almighty. I don't have it. I don't have it. I'm preaching on the devil's at the gate. Here he is in Zechariah, the third chapter, the first verse. And he shoot me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing in his right hand to resist him. He's always there. You quit because you couldn't win? I got up in Kansas preaching. I come home, and there's no boys hot. It's hot. I was on there in my car. Thank God I'm not worthy of it. I just get broke down over what the Lord blessed me. But just think, I've got air conditioned. Me and BB's here. Well, we evangelized for years. Buy you a bucket of ice and set it down where the vent could blow across the ice. And ice that melted, the bucket held the water. Just a miracle. And that was our air conditioning. Oh, it's great, David. You could praise God. That ice, one wind blowing across that ice, and just glory to God. Well, I was ready to preach before. Just glad to go. Yes, never ask how much they give me. How long they want me to stay and see them. Just glad to come and preach for them. Ooh. Great Lord. Devils are to resist you. They're to stop you. Did you quit because you got some resistance? Man, that may be a green light for you. Take it the other way. There to resist you. Devil's right there to stop. Don't go. Don't give. Don't pray. I wouldn't do it if I was you. You're better than them hypocrites in there. You know, a fellow said to me one day, Brother Moore, I just don't know. I've got discouraged. I know we do. Sometimes the devil attacks everybody. And if you ain't careful, you'll let him get you down. But you know what? So far, God has helped me to know that He's God. If ever a deacon, and I love these deacons, I seen them under the burden of the night, I loved them, boy, and they walked across, I tell you, had God on them. But if ever a deacon and ever elder and ever fellow preacher goes as crooked as the devil can make them, it ain't changed God a bit. Changed God one bit. It changed God any. Here's Joshua, devil right there. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke him. He'll have to take care of him. He can. Oh, Satan, even the Lord has chosen Jerusalem to rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? God will fight for you. If you recognize the devil's at the gate right there at you and know who he is and what he is and call him by his name and not pull in with him. Oh, why am I preaching for you? Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel and answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments. And said unto him, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. That's what we need. Folk need to change clothes. Need to get on another garment so we can tell who they are. Here he comes back. I know you couldn't stay away. I want you to come back here. Here he is back. Left last night and drove 300 or 400 miles, said I may not get to come back, and here he is back in the middle of the meeting. We may have a time if you'll help us in this altar again tonight like you did last night. We're preaching on the devil's at the gate. He's making his plan right now. He's making his move right now. He's getting somebody into it so bad they can never get out. I'll never get that meeting I was in when the pastor answered the phone. Everything is good. And a little bit of tears went running down his face. What in the world's wrong, neighbor? He said, my brother just shot his wife's brains out on the wall with a shotgun. I went to see the man in prison. I said, God is your only hope, neighbor. He said, I know it. God had mercy on him. He got 2 years. His boy is seeking the Holy Ghost every night in my revival. He finally got it. We kept the meeting going. It was the pastor's brother. It's pretty close time to keep a meeting going. But the devil's at the gate. He's right down there at the house if he can get you to listen to him. He's right here, Brother Lawrence, at the meeting. He's come to our meeting. He'd like to sink your boat, Lawrence. Blow the bottom out of that boat and sink it. He's got ways of doing it to people that'll bow their head and shame them for being saved if he can. It's the truth. He tells you, you need to be like them. You ought to look like they look. And I'm not a
a judge of beauty, but I've seen a few people I want to say, did you look in the mirror before you left? You look like you have been in a bloody fight. Your eyes is blue. There's a deep blue above. I mean, seen an old granddad. He must have been 75, had shorts on to buy him ice cream cone. Busted veins in his legs till it looked like a turkey, just a turkey footprint all over his legs, or a chicken where they just busted and run away. I want to say, Grandpa, did you look in the mirror before you walked out of the house? Devil's at the gate. Make silly-looking men out of our leaders and our elders. I come from Oklahoma. Our men of mind, our lawyers, not all, but men in our legislature have been arrested too many times for being drunk driving. The coach at OU, the head coach at OU, has just been arrested for intoxication. I wasn't drunk, but the blood said he was. The test said he was. He's at the gate. The biggest industry in America, or one of the very biggest, you men of mine know, is the beer industry. And a man that gets drunk on beer suffers the effects of it longer than if he'd have drank just whiskey and got drunk. That's truth. And do you know what? It backs what young people like. If it wasn't for the beer industry, we couldn't have football or baseball. If it wasn't for the tax revenue off of whiskey in Oklahoma, we could not have good highways and we couldn't have schools. We got to have it. The devil got up there at the gate one day when our forefathers had come here to worship God and found God and served God and feared God for years. He got up the gate and said, now look, you can't make it without alcohol. It'll help build your schoolhouses and your roads if you'll do it. And it's been a way of life so long until we've convinced ourselves we can't do without it. We can do without it. And we don't have to have it. There's another way that's better. But the devil's at the gate. Mama, you know I can't go to school if I don't dress like the rest and do like the rest. We have found out in Oklahoma that a little consultation with the school superintendent, and 99% of the time when we explained to him that that was our conviction, that that's the way we felt before the Lord, he said, we'll work it out so your girls won't have to wear shorts and your boys won't have to wear shorts and you can still get an education. It's because we've listened to old Absalom that stood at the gate through the heat and the cold. He's a faithful one. And through the snow and the sleet, there he is. All the time. Every time. You know what? If you ain't got no money to buy beer, the devil's at the gate. He'll see that you get a drink of it. If you don't drink whiskey, he'll make a drunkard out of you when you ain't got a dime. If you come to Oklahoma, I'll show you 7-8 men at a time staggering around down yonder to old public market, sleeping under bushes and behind buildings and old empty cars, and they ain't got no money but to get drunk every day. And they stay drunk now for years. Devil's at the gate. Here he is. In Matthew 7:13, the Bible said, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it, and the devil's at the gate. Shh, don't turn in there. That's the wrong gate. You ain't going down to that church. You know, I wouldn't get saved for a while. I didn't know anything about getting saved anyhow, but I had an old buddy, back-to-back buddy, you know, friend. Oh, he'd stay with me, and I'd stay with him. And, you know, I couldn't get saved. Devil had him every time, so I'd just say, you can't quit Earl. What are you going to do about Earl? Y'all never met this man. He never was saved. That's what are you going to do about it? Well, I wouldn't go to the altar. I was a young man, you know, I wanted to keep my buddy. But one night, I said, Earl in the world, I'm going to see if God will help me. I don't know nothing about God. Never was taught nothing about him hardly, but I'm going to pray. And you know, prayed. It took 3 nights praying. Somebody just said, believe on the Lord, raise your hand, and you'll be saved. Sign this card and send in your tithes every week. And if you don't, they'll be to get them. They don't care whether you come or not. A lot of them don't. They don't care whether you come or not. They just want your offering. If you're going to the lake, just come by and sign the card so we can count you and put you on the board and go on and have a good time. Be careful. Don't get drowned. So you can go ahead and send a tithe in every week first. That's it, Lord. Now, I know what I'm saying. I ain't going to get too much popularity out of this. I may have knocked you out with me. Oh, I liked you. Met him in California, really. Met him. I know him for them. We got together in California. Had to. We were too many miles from home to be apart. I'll tell you. You're 2,700. I was a long way. I'll tell you, I enjoyed that. But he's at the gate. He's at the gate. And he wants to make you think that you've got to do his thing and go his way, or you can't make it in life. That's right. He don't care. And no price is too great. He'll make you, your children think that they can't go to school. Well, you can. You can stand for God up there. You know who Old Blue is? You know who Old Blue was? He's a good baseball pitcher till he got saved and quit playing at school. And they got all over him about it. But he stood for God. They criticized him, ridiculed him, but he stood for God. That's Ben Shaw, Old Blue. Old Blue's what you call him. Old Blue cap and pitch for him. Throw a ball and tomato can at you. God saved him. How about laying it on the altar for the Lord tonight? Pulling away from that old game. I went to the altar. I give Earl up. Next morning, jumped in my old rattletrap car, headed to his house. I said, Earl, I couldn't hardly say it. I never testified, Billy Joe. I didn't know anything about witnesses. I didn't know how to start. I just went to his house, knocked on the door. When he come door, said he got saved last night. But he said, I don't guess it runs you no more. I said, I guess not. Goodbye. Woo! You got anything? Stand up for it. God saved you. Tell him he saved you. Devil's at the gate. Don't go in that gate. I've got a better gate for us. A wider way here. This is a 4-lane right here. This 8-lane here. Pull off on this here. Get on this here and go with us. Look at that. Who's on it there? Can't you see them? The greatest music makers. They're on it. Yeah, I notice they're on it. They're on something else too. Let's tell it like it is. I have a habit of calling names. I ain't going to call her names. She's been married about 8-9 times. Her initials is L. Liz. Had to put her out there, and one of our former president's wife has got one of them recovery centers out there in California. Had her in there drying her out the other day. I thought J.C. was off of it. I thought J.C. was off of it. Yeah, just like Cash. Off of it. And it's checked him in to dry him out. Back on it. Come on the wide way with me. You don't turn in that gate. He's at the gate. Don't go now. Don't pray. Don't be silly. Silliest people in the world pray. Like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Silliest people in the world pray. He's a lying to you. Greatest men that ever lived called God's name in prayer. Greatest men that ever walked the black jacks of Oklahoma prayed to God. Greatest men that ever walked the streets of Washington, D.C. prayed to God. Don't pray. Don't seek God. Don't turn in there. Come on with us. I'll tell you what. You take a look at that game. He tells you you need to be like. And they've been dried out. Many one of them has been dried out. Including Mrs. Ford. And out there tried to drive the others out. And they're checking in to her. Big names are checking in. Big names are checking in to get dried out and straightened up. But they won't. And it won't last. And it won't hold. It's kind of like join the Masons. You're going to get saved and join the Masons. Ooh. Just well join the Outlaws. God bless you. Go on, get mad. Where's your altar at down there? Where are you praying to at? Where's the tears running down your face at? Where's the confessing your sins at? Where's getting loose from your sin at? And quitting your meanness and quitting your drinking at? I had a relative made a 32nd degree. That's pretty high. Ain't anybody here ever been one? Maybe you are. God love you. I love you. But he made a 32nd degree. You're going to get saved. Join the Masons. Just well, join the Outlaws. Just well. God bless you. Go on, get mad. Where's your altar at down there? Where are you praying to at? Where's the tears running down your face at? Where's the confessing your sins at? Where's getting loose from your sin at? And quitting your meanness and quitting your drinking at? I had a relative made a 32nd degree. That's pretty high. Ain't anybody here ever been one? Maybe you are. God love you. I love you. But he made a 32nd degree. That's pretty high, ain't it? I wish you hadn't been an alcoholic.
My close relative. Yeah, I know him. Prayed and prayed and sought God for him till he finally turned to God and got off of liquor. But it's a 32nd degree and a long time before he got off of it. Devil's at the gate. Oh, you won't have to pray and get religion. Sign this card and come to our next meeting. To hear some folks tell it, Alcoholics Anonymous is God on earth. I want to tell you, sir, you can give to the Salvation Army or the Red Cross or many other worthy causes. But that does not save you, sir. It does not save you. You can join every secret organization you want to and have every kind of a sign you want to, every kind of a trick you can have to give the signal to get in or to get out. But that won't save you. Devil's at the gate. When we give a call for people to be saved, he runs up all of his counterfeits. This is what you need right here. I met a fellow the other day, he drinks a lot. He smokes all the time. And I went in to see him. I said, how are you doing? Pretty good. He said, we're in the end time. Well, I said, I believe we are. And he said, I'll tell you what the Bible means. He said, I know all about it. He said, I know all about Daniel 7 and 9. I know all about Ezekiel 38, 39. He said, I've got the beast of Revelation down. I can tell you within just a few minutes of when Jesus Christ will come. He said, I've been waking up tonight. The Spirit's been waking me up. I said, yeah, God's been waking you up all right. And if you don't get prayed to, you're really fixing to get it. All he said I need is just to cleanse my body. When I get it cleansed, I'm working on it. You ain't doing too good at it. You need a bar of P&G soap for the outside. And you need the amazing grace of God, the shed blood of Christ, to cleanse you inside. Devil got to get it. Started to meet nowhere but I met him. Preaching over in Arkansas. Set up my little PA system running off my battery. You ought to have seen that. That's a Masco system. I set that little PA system up and stood there. Me and Beatrice, a little baby, and a little old 33 Chevrolet and a homemade trailer, 11 foot long, froze the quilts of the wall every morning in the winter. Didn't have no insulation in the wall. Quilts freeze to the wall. I stacked up. Ooh, it's a cozy, cool nest, I tell you. Got out there to preach and didn't hardly start. I tell you, brother, I preached on the devils at the gate. And here come a woman running up and saying, what do you think you're fixing to do? Ladies, that's not the way you meet a man. That's not the way you introduce yourself to anybody. I know right off it was the devil. I knew it was the devil. He's got worse manners than anybody. He'll dress a woman up till she smells wonderful, beautiful perfume on, and looks real nice. He'll give her a 101, blow her right in your face. Yeah. Maybe a doctor even. God bless you. I know where I'm at and I know where I've been. He'll manner this thing that ever was, the devil. Amen. He'll have the most educated man in the world cuss a blue streak. I told a lady doctor that David had cancer and she cursed. And then she said, pardon my French, that's not French. You don't control the devil because you get educated. We got the biggest bunch of educated nuts I ever run onto in my life. Come down here to hold us revival. Going to tell us all about what God's done. You don't frequent the woods and your knees don't hit the ground. You don't go away from everybody to seek God. You don't hit the woods to pray. You don't hit the woods to seek God. I never hear you make God's name. I never hear you pray to God. I never hear you mention His name. You're full of words. Man, we got all them we need. Run you crazy. We need to burn a bunch of records now. Words is words, words. What's words? God ain't in it. Won't ring nobody's bell. Won't do anything. I don't want to hoot it. Wisdom, but some of our education done about as much far as it did that school teaching. A lot of my people are school teaching. My own daughter-in-law is one. I'm sure not fighting them either. But highway patrolman friend of mine said, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what happened to you? He said, I went out on the highway and a fellow had a flat and he had his jack out of his turtle and he had it right in front of the hubcap hooking it right up in the fender well. He just fixed and jacked his car up with it. Said I stopped and said it couldn't happen. I lied to him. Said, of course, you know, I'm not. He was a drinker. He wasn't safe. He said, I said, sir, we run a little survey. I want to assist you with your trouble here. But we run a little survey on where did you come from? And where are you going? And on what is your profession? If you don't mind telling me, you don't have to. You don't have to answer. Well, I'm glad to tell you. I'm a school teacher and I'm coming from a certain place. And I'm going to another. Had the jack in front of the hubcap up in the fender. Fixing. Oh, when he jacked it up, I can just see the fender splitting right on over there. He took the jack out from under there and put it under the bumper and jacked the man's car up for him. I want to say to you, sir, because you have read some books about something and somebody told you what something meant, does not mean that you know anything about God or have wisdom enough to even get to Him. People are of the opinion, if you have read Mary Baker Eddy's book or if you have been filled up on a bunch of books from somewhere, that you are a smart man. Not necessarily. And maybe, but not necessarily, David Horton. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Never be able to realize there's a God that made you. Looks like anybody know there's a God. Like anybody from anywhere know there's a God. The way the Lord works. Look like anybody could tell that. I was over in Fort Worth, Texas, and they had an eel in the water there. And 6 light bulbs up there reached down, touched his tail and his head with some little probes, and lit all them bulbs up. Look like anybody know there's a God. I didn't know that fish was in the sea. If you don't believe what I'm saying, you check it out. I don't tell that not so. If I know what I'm doing, he's got a light right under here. Shines like a fluorescent light right through his skin. He swims through the water, and that light, little bugs are attracted to it just like they are a fisherman's light. That's the way he gets his meals. That old boy was a fishing and had his cigarette hung over the side of the boat. It kept getting wet and going out. There wasn't no wind blowing. It wasn't rain. He couldn't figure it out. Finally shined his light in the water, and there's a bunch of little fish. He lit her again, stuck over the side. They cocked the little bodies back and shot that water out of that lake right on the end of his cigarette. That's the way they knocked them bugs out of there. So they caught a bunch of them and put them in a tank down in Fort Worth, and they stick hamburger meat right up above them, 4 or 5 inches on the grass above their water tank, and they'll rear back. I've seen them do it time and again. Cock the little bodies back. They can shoot 15 feet and not miss. They as deadly as a cobra. He can shoot poison in your eyes before he bites you and blind you before he gets to you. And he can shoot that stuff several feet, get you right nigh. He'll get a man looking at him. A man looking at a cobra and looking at that cobra, shoot that junk in your eye before you can get away with that stuff of burning. He'll attack you and bite you. They could rear back and their little body squirt that water, knock that hamburger meat off that glass and dive for it and get it. What are you telling it for? There's a God. And folk are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that there's a God. There's a God. Don't go in that gate. Take this other gate. You don't have to do that to be saved. You don't have to do that to be a Christian. I may be preaching too long. I can't tell no more. We're just in such a wild hour where anything goes till all I know to do just blow the trumpet. We outnumbered at least 1,000 to 1. There's 1,000 preachers look like a woman trying to act like a woman. They ain't going to say nothing about nothing. If they have to play records all the time, they have church keep saying anything. They ain't going to do it. If they have to get every big shot whose name was ever mentioned in the world that's alive now into the church, whether they say it or not, so you entertain the people, the whole crowd, they never say nothing. Can you hear me? You think I'm rattling? I'm not if you listen. In Acts, the 13th chapter and the 6th verse, the Apostle Paul's working for God. And when they were going to the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. This is Paul and Barnabas. Which was the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Paul and Barnabas' desire to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for sorcery's name of interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn the deputy away from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, said, "Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil," call it like it is, "thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord's upon thee. Thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for seeing." Immediately they fell on him in the midst of darkness, went about seeking something to lead him by the hand. I never seen a lack of this kind of stuff. Have you read your horrible scope lately? I'm telling you, I'm honest. It's happening to us. I challenge you to prove me wrong. We've got a bunch that'll send $10 quicker to some fortune teller or some prognosticator somewhere, some wizard spirit, some old sorcerer somewhere, anything to get an answer. And they'll spend money to get it. And they interview him on the radio. All you got to do is call in and tell him your name. I listened to one the other day. He just said, "My name's Lester Moore." "Yes, and you're thinking about making a change." Well, who ain't? But we're being duped by that stuff. In the way between you and God, the devil's at the gate. About time you decide to get spiritual, a thing to do is stop by the roadside and see Madame Lazanga with her hand painted on the side of her house trailer. She can tell your future. If she knowed anything, she'd live in something besides the house trailer. I've lived in them. But I mean, if she is smart enough to tell your future, she could be making money somewhere and living in a better home. Hope you understand what I'm saying. Devil's at the gate.
I let you hear the gospel, but here's Ann and her sister. If you want to know anything about marriage, ask them. They've had the experience.
Yes, they sure have. Some of them are bad.
They can. One of them couldn't hold hers, but she can tell you how to hold yours. I'm not being mean, but we fell to other sources, and the devil's right at the gate when you want to deceive. Why don't you ask the man of God? Won't charge you a dime. Why don't you meet with him and let him talk with you and your wife? Why don't you let him counsel? Why don't you let him make the judgment? Grant Horton, there wasn't a reason on earth for some churches to split. If they'd obeyed the Bible and quit that suing each other and brought the matter before the saints that shall judge the world and let men of God make a decision for them and stay with it, they'd have been all right right now. But the old bell cow and the old boss man ain't going to have it if they burn it down. They'd rather see it burnt down as to have peace. I know if we didn't have 60 preachers here, I wouldn't be preaching like this. I thought I was going to preach to sinners all together tonight. But I'm going to tell you what. The old Oklahoma man's telling you the devil's at the gate. Down in Oklahoma, a girl went to get married. Well, she wasn't. She wanted to get married. And there's an old boy whistling in the building. I don't know what you're doing, the devil's running around, but I'm looking. I don't know how in the world he ever got where he got in some churches. Everybody must have their eyes shut. I can't figure it out. He come in and Lord, that woman said he's drinking a little beer on the side and he's smoking. And he's got a hit from her. She can't tell it. Your nose will discern some things for you, but if your heart's all messed up, you know, your nose can't get to your heart. That's cologne. That ain't tobacco I smell. No, that's tobacco. That ain't cologne. Well, she went with him a few days and the Lord got touching me. I've been into it and out of it, boys. I wouldn't do that at all if I didn't feel the power of God. Somebody says more to it than jerk and shout. If you go through what me and I have been through, you'll know there's more to it than jerk and shout. I said, I want you to drop him like a hot potato. Don't you go with him another minute. He's a hypocrite. I watched him pray the other night. Pastor's sometimes watching. He'd get out the altar and look between his fingers. Look up through there and see what she's doing. See if he can see anything. All right. They're playing around at the schoolhouse with you, and they won't warn you and won't tell you. First thing you know, your eyes will get you into trouble if you don't keep saved. You know, it made him mad, but it made her glad. And she's been married and had 5 children since then, but an old preacher boy's made her live and loved every step of the way. When she wrecked his car and told it out, where it looked like any man, say, what was the matter with you? Blind as a bat? Can't you see nothing? How come you wrecked my car? When she wrecked it, he never said nothing. She come home and never said nothing. Next morning, he never said nothing. Next evening, he never said nothing. She said, ain't you going to bow me out for wrecking the car? Well, honey, he said, I ain't said a word to you about wrecking the car. You're worth more than any car. The devil's at the gate. When young people decide they want a mate, he'll run something in on them that they don't need. And if they could see themselves weeping and crying later, they'd wish they'd listen. Why send off to some old boy on the radio that says 85% of my predictions has been accurate? Why even take a chance on one of them? Huh? A friend of mine, when I was a young man, went to one of them palm readers and he said, yeah, I see a black-headed boy come into your life. She'd been trying to flirt with me. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. I married Beatrice, only girl I ever went with. It'll mean a bunch to you after a while. It'll mean great things to you after a while. If you're young tonight, the older heads that's married and others that's been here for years, but there's some young man or woman here that's praying, God, guide me and direct me. Help me not to make a mess of it. Help me get a hold of it and understand what to do. Devil's right there at the gate, children. Sin is some old fault, something to stop you from getting your answer from God. But Paul took care of this, but didn't hardly get that and took care of it until in the 16th chapter and the 16th verse is into it again. He got down there, came to pass when we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination matters had brought her masters much gain, but Sue saying, that's the way the devil uses you. Make all he can out of you and leave you wrecked. And you make no profit out of it. That's the way he runs it, dude. But he's at the gate now. She had brought her masters much gain, but Sue saying, and when they went to prayer, she is there. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed us the way of salvation. And Paul, being grieved with the Spirit, turned and said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Where's the devils all going to? Have they all jumped in the Mississippi? Who, you ever see one cast out? Is any in Georgia? What they got these bars on the windows around the country for? I mean, is any devils anywhere? Is any thieves, any robbers, any murders? Is any wild, evil spirits of the devil? Is everything of the Lord? They're coming over y'all and say, these men be the servants of the Most High God. If it'd been some church size in there, say, obey God, go and give up to it. I got in a meeting with one scream like a painter. I knew the devil's hold over when she done that. I didn't say everybody screamed like a painter. The devil hadn't had her. Four or five people trying to get saved up front. And this girl went screaming, 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 and about to shake her wig. Well, she didn't have a wig on, but I mean, she's got flopping hair, like going to tear her hair out. Now, go ahead and get angry now. Call everything you want to the power of God, but there's an evil spirit sometimes that distracts and interrupts and confuses and doesn't do anything to glorify God. Poor little child, the devil got a hold of her and tore that old service all to pieces. I went back there and told her, shut up. Hush, I said. Quit hollering like you're hollering. Quit that blood-curdling screaming. Just tied up in a knot. Yeah! She's as bad as that woman coming to church, her boyfriend quit her. Got down all day. Oh, God! Oh, God! I said, shut up! Tell me what's wrong with you! I said, calm down and tell me what's happened. My boyfriend jilted me. She's about 45, 50. Well, I said, calm down. We'll pray for you, and it'll work out. And she did. But there's always some evil spirit about the time somebody will get the Holy Ghost, Brother Gary, come up there and say, ah, this is God, this is back up. She was making fun. She wasn't getting in. She's making fun. We rebuked that devil. Sour, hideous, drawled up deal to a beautiful smile. She went to praise the Lord and had a great meeting. The devil's at the gate. I'm not going to have time now, but in the fifth chapter of Revelation, I wish I'd have had a pretty good long message for you, but this short one's all I've got tonight. I noticed in the fifth chapter of Revelation, a child was to be born. A child at birth. The devil's there. Devil's there at birth. This child's going to be born. And you know what the old big red dragon was? Ninth verse of Revelation 5 tells us. And he's standing there ready, and that child's be born to get it. He cares for your children. He will volunteer to take care of them if he can keep them from God. If he can make devils and liars out of them, he'll volunteer to keep them out of church for you. From now on, he'll keep them every church night for you. You won't have to ever worry with them in church. He'll pay the bill and keep them for you just so he can get them. He realizes the value of a boy like you. He realizes the value of it. He was there to get that child when it was born. But the power of God moved. And a rescue come. I hope tonight God will help us pull some brand out of the fire. In the ninth verse, the Bible said the great red dragon tried it. Ninth verse said it was a devil. He's a devil. And I said, woe unto you. The devil's come down amongst you. All right, that's the best I can do. Don't leave without frequenting the altar. Don't leave. The devil's at the gate. I know preacher after preacher, and many of them are here, they don't hardly get home from church sometime till a phone rings. Brother Moore, that boy's at church tonight. He rounded that curve too fast, old yonder. It turned over and flipped into the creek. They've got him in the emergency room. I've been there when they brought him. You have. Standing in the emergency room in the hospital one night. God had me there. There wasn't nobody in there. I stand right next to the door. And the door opened the hospital. And here come young people, blood running out of their bodies. And bodies tore up. One of them went by me. And she looked up. Her daddy and mother got saved 10 years before that by me. She looked up about an 18, 17-year-old girl. Reached her hand up like a baby and said, oh, Brother Moore. Brother Moore, she needed help. I said, don't worry. We are going to seek God for you. God's going to help you. And God did help her. But I'm going to tell you what. The devil's at the gate. You leave here tonight, and God dealing with you to pray. Man, ain't no telling what's liable to happen to you. Girl, there ain't no telling what. I'm not trying to scare. I'm just telling you like I know. We got witness after witness here to tell you they've been in church with him time and again and played with him and played with him. And that night, the little blonde curls. Yep. Truckload of spinach. They
as it mashed her head. And Jeff Hutter said, come tonight. Come and be saved tonight. Don't leave without being saved. She said, Brother Jeff, I'll come some other time. I've got to go on a party after church. I can't tonight. Oh, please, she said, don't leave. Jeff Hutter done it. Savage Colorado, don't do it. She left. The next day it got a phone call. Jeff Hutter, that blonde-headed girl by a certain name, her head is mashed under the semi-wheels of that truckload of spinach. She's gone. Will you stand? Are you here? While we have a song or instrumental here. Are you here and you're away from God? The devil's at the gate. He's got you. He's come by. He's hoodooed you. He's played goody to you till he's got you. Break away from him. Come on to altar. Break out of your sins and come on to God. God will help you. We're here to pray with you, children. We're here to help you. We love you. But look, why don't you break away from the devil tonight? Come on to this altar. Break out of there. Come on. Devil's just about got you on his territory. Come on to altar. Surely, a little child like this wants to come and pray. Surely somebody else will come and seek God here tonight. You're here and you know you need God. You know you need the Lord. You know you need to get back. Will you come? Step out. Break away from the powers of darkness. Break away from that devil and come on to God. Will you? Break away from him and come on tonight. Step out, young person. Step out, neighbor. Come on, seek God with us tonight. You need the Lord. That Christ, you know what I've told you, so I know you know it. I hear you saying it to me. The devil stopped at your gate, didn't he? You listen to him. Break away from him. God will help you. You don't have to live like that. You can be saved. You can be a Christian. You can live for the Lord. Will you come? Will you come? Come on. I'm sure there are people that need the Lord here tonight. You want to get back to God. You want to get closer to God. You need something from the Lord. Come on, this altar. Let these preachers help you. Let these saints help you. Come on. Come on. Come on, while they sing, will you come? Make up your mind. Come on to church tonight, to the altar tonight. You've come to church and God has been with you and helped you to get here. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? While you have a chance, children. What I've told you so. The devil's at the gate in America, stealing every soul he can get. Sinning you in eternity, unsaved, lost, without God. Will you come? Will you come? I don't know you, children. I'm from another place. I don't know you, but God knows you and God loves you and He wants to save you. Will you come? Will you come?
If you're saved,
come on. Be brave for the Lord. It takes a man. It takes a woman to step out. Come. It takes somebody that really means business to do that. It takes somebody that's concerned to do that.
Tell you.
It takes somebody that's concerned. Will you come? I just feel like I ought to linger a little here now. I don't usually linger long, but I feel like you ought to come. I love you. God loves you. God wants to help you. You need to come. Come on. Come on. Be brave. Just step out. It's your soul. It's your soul. It's not anyone else's but yours. Be brave and come on. Seek the Lord. You need the Lord. You know you do. You need to get close to God. You need more of God. Come on. Come on. How many wants the Holy Ghost? You're here. You don't have the baptism. You'd like to get it in this meeting. Come on. Come on. God's still doing it. I know He's doing it. Come on. You'd like the Holy Ghost. Come down here. Put your hands in there. Go to worship and let the Lord help you. Give you the Holy Ghost. Come on. I will linger just a little. I want you to come. I want you to come. Doing my best to help you right now. I want you to come. Come on. There's others. I'm sure there's more than this that needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight, children. Come on. Come on. All right. Will you come? Will you come? We're going to ask all the saints to gather in. We're praying for an outbreak here. We're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We're praying for more sinners to come. We're praying the Lord to bless and heal our people that needs healing during this camp meeting. There's many here that needs to be healed. Will you come? All the saints that will come. Let's fill the altars. Let's pray with the people.
Make up your mind. You can't be happy living on the you would have dwelt. saved while there's still time. If you only knew His plan for you, then you wouldn't wait or hesitate while there's still time.